Chapter 90. You had ever done. Sometimes for days together and sometimes not for months. Keeping to all appearance the same low haunts, and mingling with the same infamous herd who had been your associates, when a fierce ungovernable boy. I wearied them with new applications. I paced the streets by night and day, but until 2 hours ago, all my efforts were fruitless, and I never saw you for an instant. Apostrophe, and now you do see me, apostrophe said Monks, rising boldly, what then? Fraud and robbery are high-sounding words justified, you think, by a fancied resemblance in some young imp to an idle daub of a dead man's brother. You don't even know that a child was born of this maudlin pair, you don't even know that. Apostrophe, I did not, apostrophe replied Mr. Brownlow, rising too. But within the last fortnight I have learned it all. You have a brother, you know it, and him. There was a will, which your mother destroyed, leaving the secret and the gain to you at her own death. It contained a reference to some child likely to be the result of this sad connection, which child was born, and accidentally encountered by you, when your suspicions were first awakened by his resemblance to your father. You repaired to the place of his birth. There existed proofs long suppressed of his birth and parentage. Those proofs were destroyed by you, and now, in your own words to your accomplice the Jew, the only proofs of the boy's identity lie at the bottom of the river, and the old hag that received them form the mother is rotting in her coffin. Unworthy son, coward, liar, you, who hold your counsels with thieves and murderers in dark rooms at night, you, whose plots and wiles have brought a violent death upon the head of one worth millions such as you, you, who from your cradle were gall and bitterness to your own father's heart, and in whom all evil passions, vice, and profligacy festered, till they found a vent in a hideous disease which had made your face an index even to your mind, you, Edward Leaford, do you still brave me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned the coward, overwhelmed by these accumulated charges. Every word. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried the gentleman, every word that has passed between you and this detested villain is known to me. Shadows on the wall have caught your whispers and brought them to my ear. The sight of the persecuted child has turned vice itself, and given it the courage and almost the attributes of virtue. Murder has been done, to which you were morally if not really a party. Apostrophe, no, no, apostrophe interposed Monks. I knew nothing of that. I was going to inquire the truth of the story when you overtook me. I didn't know the cause. I thought it was a common quarrel. Apostrophe, it was the partial disclosure of your secrets, apostrophe replied Mr. Brownlow. Will you disclose the whole? Apostrophe, yes, I will. Apostrophe, set your hand to a statement of truth and facts, and repeat it before witnesses? Apostrophe, apostrophe, that I promise to. Apostrophe, remain quietly here, until such a document is drawn up, and proceed with me to such a place as I may deem most advisable, for the purpose of attesting it. Apostrophe, apostrophe, if you insist upon that, I'll do that also, apostrophe replied Monks. You must do more than that, apostrophe said Mr. Brownlow. Make restitution to an innocent and unoffending child, for such he is, although the offspring of a guilty and most miserable love. You have not forgotten the provisions of the will. Carry them into execution so far as your brother is concerned, and then go where you please. In this world you need me no more. Apostrophe, while Monks was pacing up and down, meditating with dark and evil looks on this proposal, and the possibilities of evading it. Torn by his fears on the one hand, and his hatred on the other, the door was hurriedly unlocked, and a gentleman, Mr. Losburn, entered the room in violent agitation. The man will be taken, apostrophe he cried. He will be taken tonight. Apostrophe, the murderer? Apostrophe, apostrophe asked Mr. Brownlow. Yes, yes, apostrophe replied the other. His dog has been seen lurking about some old haunt, and there seems little doubt that his master either is, or will be, there, under cover of the darkness. Spies are hovering about in every direction. I have spoken to the men who are charged with his capture, and they tell me he cannot escape. A reward of £100 is proclaimed by government tonight. I will give 50 more, said Mr. Brownlow, and proclaim it with my own lips upon the spot, if I can reach it. Where is Mr. Maley? Harry? As soon as he had seen your friend here, safe in a coach with you, he hurried off to where he heard this, replied the doctor, and mounting his horse sallied forth, to join the first party at some place in the outskirts agreed upon between them. Fagin, said Mr. Brownlow, what of him? When I last heard, he had not been taken, but he will be, or is, by this time. They're sure of him. Have you made up your mind? Asked Mr. Brownlow, in a low voice, of monks. Yes, he replied. You will be secret with me? I will. Remain here till I return. It is your only hope of safety. They left the room, and the door was again locked. What have you done? Asked the doctor in a whisper. All that I could hope to do, and even more. Coupling the poor girl's intelligence with my previous knowledge, and the result of our good friend's inquiries on the spot, I left him no loophole of escape, and laid bare the whole villainy which by these lights, became plain as day. Write and appoint the evening after tomorrow, at 7, for the meeting. We shall be down there, a few hours before, but shall require rest. Especially the young lady, who may have greater need of firmness than either you or I can quite foresee just now. But my blood boils to avenge this poor murdered creature. Which way have they taken? Drive straight to the office and you will be in time, replied Mr. Losburne. I will remain here. The two gentlemen hastily separated, each in a fever of excitement wholly uncontrollable. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.